Welcome, everybody, and thank you for tuning into today's TSD Spotlight podcast. My name is Jarrett Hartman, University Talent Director for Tech San Diego, and I'm coming to you live from the temporary global headquarters of Tech San Diego here in beautiful Mission Valley, San Diego. As University Talent Director, I really have two primary focuses: ensuring students know about and are sourced for professional opportunities here in the region, like internships and job opportunities, and making sure our local tech ecosystem is easily accessible to our university communities, whether that be through networking events with student organizations, professional development workshops, or even one-on-one coffee meetings with chairs of academic departments and members of our tech community. If you want to learn more about my role, you can look for the T3 podcast with me as a guest in this same podcast feed. But today isn't about me. This podcast, much like our previous podcast with Cody Ritter from ESUB, is really geared towards our university communities and our students. So we're lucky to have Beverly Bracker, Director of the Career Management Center at San Diego State University's Fowler College of Business, with us today. Beverly, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, Jared. Thank you so much for having me today.
You know, my co-host, the Executive Director of Tech San Diego, Kevin Carroll, has been starting each of our podcasts with a question about our time in quarantine. So, Beverly, are there any activities or hobbies you've taken on during the quarantine period so far?
It's an interesting question. I have made an attempt to start learning Spanish, and it's a bit slow going, but I wanted to do something productive and something to just, you know, use the time wisely in a different way that I normally wouldn't have the time to do.
You know, obviously these are kind of a strange and unprecedented times, but it seems to have given a lot of opportunities for people to just jump into that thing that they'd kind of been putting off, and, you know, learning a different language seems to be right in that zone. So good for you. Now, for our listeners, could you please give a brief introduction of yourself and what you do at SDSU?
Sure. So as you said, my name is Beverly Brocker, and I'm the director for the Career Management Center in the Fowler College of Business. I've been at SDSU about 6 years now, and before that, I was in career services in a law school setting. So I've been doing this for a pretty long time. One thing that is interesting about my role is that I am doing career advising and career services, career programming, just for our College of Business students. So we do have an entire department at SDSU that's career services for the whole campus. But with my role, I specialize just in business students, and that includes information systems, and we have a master's in information systems and a master's in cybersecurity management, as well as all of the other majors that you may be thinking of, like marketing and finance, accounting, management, and so forth. So it's been really a great position, and I love working with our business students. They have so many different interests. And in particular, I always just have had a fondness for students who are either studying something related to tech or who really want to get into the tech industry. That's just a special area that I find really interesting. And I love working with those students in particular.
Yeah. And, you know, in our previous discussions, you've talked a lot about kind of how SDSU is leading the way in clean tech. And there's a great kind of small business startup community at SDSU too. But how has it been adjusting to COVID-19? As a little bit of context for any of our non-university community listeners out there, right around the time of the lockdown, maybe even a little bit before, each of the universities in San Diego went basically from more or less full operation to fully online classes. Students moved pretty much completely off campus, the whole works really. How was it making that quick of a switch to an entirely kind of different mode of operation?
You know, I think that it was actually in some ways really good that we didn't have a lot of notice, because we simply just had to make it work. And that meant that for some people, they needed a lot of maybe help and support, in particular I know a lot of our faculty who already had a lot of experience with teaching online were mentoring other faculty to help them get up to speed and be able to transition their classes. And in terms of my team and the rest of the staff at SDSU, we had very little notice. It was just, I think maybe a day and a half of notice that we were going to be shifting to working remotely. So we had to kind of just quickly think through, well, what do we need to bring with us? What does anybody need any equipment to be able to work from home? All of those types of things. And it all happened really quickly. And I have been super impressed with how well people have adapted and how we've been able to do it. It's definitely been a time where we had to learn maybe some new technologies or just get a bit more up to speed with technology that we hadn't used before. So we're using Zoom a lot right now. I know today we're using GoToMeeting for this conversation. For some of the presentations that we do, we're using Camtasia, which is like a voice over PowerPoint. And so a lot of those things are different technologies, but also on the other hand, a lot of what we're doing is still pretty much the same thing that we've been doing. We're just doing it remotely.
Yeah, that day and a half notice is pretty much right on line with what we've heard from the different universities in San Diego too. It's pretty amazing how quickly people adjusted. There was really no time for any paralysis of analysis. Everybody kind of just jumped in and they've been making it work. And, you know, we're multiple weeks into this now and people have seemed to be pretty adjusted. So it's pretty impressive that our university communities as a whole and kind of on the macro level and the micro level of each of these separate departments and separate professors and kind of the whole lot, they were able to make the transition really, really quickly. And, you know, it's funny, you and I were working together to find interviewers for a mock interview session that SDSU was putting on the week that the lockdown occurred. And obviously that event wasn't really able to happen. But how has it been trying to adjust how you as a department work with students? What are you doing during COVID-19 to try to provide events and resources to students while they're remote? And what have you been doing as a department to really pivot to our current situation?
Well, in terms of working with students, we have done a couple of different things. So we have a scheduled virtual drop-in times. So there's always one of my team is available to answer those kind of on the spot questions that students may have, kind of the quick questions. We used to do drop-ins in person. Now we're just doing those by Zoom. And all of our appointments are now either by Zoom or by phone. And we still have the same availability. Everybody's, you know, still speaking with a lot of students. We're just using different modalities to make that happen. And then in terms of things like our career development workshops, guest speakers, those types of things, again, they're all still happening. It's just that they're happening for the most part by Zoom. That's the main way. So either Zoom webinars or Zoom conversations if it's a smaller group of people. And it poses some challenges because you still want to have that interaction. You want students to be able to ask questions. And in a smaller setting, you could still use the raise hand feature and people can ask their questions verbally. And in a larger setting, what we've done is just use the chat feature. So we've had students type in questions, and then there's usually someone who's kind of moderating who then reads that question aloud to the speaker so that they can answer. So we're still trying to, you know, to make it work in terms of that interaction. And I know for SDSU in general, there was still one more career fair that was supposed to be happening in the semester. And SDSU Career Services pushed off the time a little bit, but it's still going to be happening. It'll be in a virtual format, and it'll be over the course of 3 days instead of just one day, kind of spread out a bit more. And there will be group sessions with employers to talk about what the employer is looking for and a bit about the company. And then there'll still be one-on-one sessions as well. So basically everything is still kind of happening in that we were doing before. It's just happening in a different kind of way. And I think we're adapting. It may not always work as perfectly as we'd like. There are sometimes little glitches with internet connectivity or things of that nature. But for the most part, it's going pretty smoothly.
Yeah. And, you know, I think really the key thing right now is that departments, organizations like Tech San Diego, we're not forgetting about students. All these things are still going on. We're still trying to get them all the resources that we can, especially now in this kind of unprecedented time. And actually, Tech San Diego had a lot of SDSU students attend our interviewing 101 session that we put on a few weeks ago. So thank you for helping us spread the word about that. I think right now is really kind of an important time for collaborations like the one that Tech San Diego has with SDSU to just make sure that everybody has the resources and the information that will really help them kind of through this hard time. What are some of the ways that students can proactively take advantage of their university's career services departments during this kind of quarantine time? And, you know, do you have any ways that you think would be best for students to engage with career services departments?
Sure. I think that maybe one of the first things to do would be to find out what kinds of opportunities, what kinds of events are happening. And I think actually, in some ways, there's probably more happening now than even when we were in the live and in-person situation. So the best way, at least at SDSU, to find out what's going on is through Handshake. And I think a lot of universities also use that platform. So that will include all the details about what are their career workshops that are coming up? Are there guest speakers? Is there a career fair? What kinds of things are happening that a student can just take advantage of? And if you're not really sure what you need or what those things might be, it may be helpful really just to set up an appointment to talk with somebody about kind of where you are in your, working towards your degree. What are your long-term goals? Kind of what are the things that you may need to do to work on to get there? If you don't know what people in career services do or people in the career center do, I mean, it's really anything and everything that might be beneficial for you for getting to land that internship or that post-graduation job. So resume reviews, cover letter reviews, talking about how to network, who to network with, what are some of the professional associations that would make sense for you based on what you want to go into, maybe setting goals, like short-term goals along the way to get to that point of where you want to be in the long term, practice interviews. And that one is really, I mean, especially now where interviewing is really just taking place by video conference, practicing is so essential to help a student stand out in that kind of environment, because there's just a lot of subtleties that you may not really realize, but for the employer who's comparing how you're performing in that interview with how other candidates are performing, you could really set yourself apart if you've done some practice and really prepared yourself. So that's definitely one of the kind of most impactful ways that speaking with a career advisor can help. And for our office anyway, you could schedule an appointment with any of the staff in my office through Handshake. Just schedule a time that works for you, and then you know you have a good block of time to really speak with someone. Some of the other things that may be offered at a student's career center would be career assessments. And I think that, especially right now when maybe it's kind of a confusing time and maybe someone is rethinking what they might have wanted to do, or kind of perhaps trying to expand their areas of interest, a career assessment can be a good option for that. So check out if your university is offering any of those. I know that in my office, we use Career Leader, which is a business career assessment that's really good. We also just signed up for Pathway U, which is another career assessment. And those are things that we offer at no charge for students. So definitely for somebody who's a little unsure right now and maybe wants to have a little bit more of an idea of what to focus on, an assessment can be a good choice.
I think it's great that you brought up Handshake. I know that SDSU, UCSD, Point Loma Nazarene, and USD all use Handshake. So that's a really valuable resource. They put up events, you can make appointments. A lot of the job postings that we typically get throughout the year, those all go up on Handshake, so it's easily accessible for the students. So make sure that you make a Handshake account if you don't have one. Go check it out. Just spend some time. You can kind of put in your own resume. You can put in some individualized information, and some of the postings that will be listed to you will be kind of based off that information. So Handshake is a great resource. And then just check your university's career services page. You can see what services that they'll offer you. But again, Beverly, that was a great list of kind of the general resources that career services departments typically use. I'm glad that you touched upon that. Now, COVID-19 really kind of hit right in the middle of when students were looking for internships. And now many of those opportunities may be out of the picture for kind of the foreseen future, or kind of might just be up in the air in general. What advice do you have for students who are in that kind of internship hunt, or maybe even like a job after graduating if they're a senior? How can students work on their resumes at this time or gain additional experience or skills without kind of the normal professional development opportunities like an internship?
Sure. So I think the first thing I would say, Jarrett, is that there definitely are still companies out there that are hiring and do still have opportunities. So I would say continue to look, and it can be helpful if you're doing a search and looking for different opportunities, if you just use the word virtual or remote internship, things like that, you can still find some really, really great opportunities out there. And so I would first advise the students to just keep looking, because there may be something really good for them that's still available. In addition to that, one thing that I've been really impressed by in terms of the responses of companies to the pandemic is that there are a lot more opportunities for free trainings and free certifications that I've seen out there. So for example, I know the Project Management Institute has several free courses. So if that's something that maybe you were thinking of going into project management and you wanna learn more about it, build a little bit of a skill set there, that can be a great opportunity. I have seen trainings from IBM, Oracle, Microsoft, Tableau, Google Analytics. I mean, there is a ton of opportunity to get free education and certifications, especially in technical skills right now. So if there's something in particular, like this is something I know I need for my future career path, this is a great time to get it without having to incur a cost. Just do, you know, some quick internet searching can be beneficial. Your career services office may have a list. I know we have one in our office that we're happy to share with students. So that is something that just may not exist down the road. So take advantage of that. I think future employers are, you know, potentially, you know, going to be asking, well, what, I know you weren't able to get an internship over this summer, what did you do? So this is a great way to have something really tangible to show that you did. Additionally, there are some interesting opportunities out there, competitions, hackathons, things like that also really beneficial to build skills. I know I just heard from ServiceNow, they're doing a 4-week like training / hackathon, which is a really cool idea. MindSumo is a website that has some specific challenges. There's actually a little bit of monetary prize available to the winners of, you know, the person who comes with the best idea. So that can be really, it's kind of like a fun thing, but also a great thing to be able to tell a story about in a future interview. Additionally, I would be thinking about, are there faculty that you've connected well with and you know kind of what their areas of research are, and maybe there's something that you're interested in? Supporting faculty research can also be really super beneficial during this kind of time period. And then I think additionally, just especially if you're kind of in the tech space, usually you have a lot of your own things that you're just interested in and ideas you have. And this can be a time to just sort of create your own project and use maybe some of the open data sources and come up with something on your own. Again, all of these give you really fun, interesting, great stories to tell a future employer. So those are all things that I would really recommend. And then the other element, if you do find that you still, you know, you have some available time right now, this could be a great time to really think about your networking. And I mean, when I'm looking for example, alumni who have a certain career path or a certain type of job title, and I'm looking for a speaker or something like that, I'll just go on to LinkedIn and use the SDSU university page. There's a find alumni tool. You can do a lot of really good filtering to identify some people that are, you know, maybe they're in a job that you foresee you would like to be in a few years down the road. And alumni are usually just like super happy to have a conversation with you. And they're used to doing, you know, all their meetings virtually right now anyway. So there's no reason you can't set up a time, maybe have a 10 or 15 minute call and just ask them some questions. You know, how did you get where you are? What's your typical day look like? What are some of the skills that I would need to be successful in this type of career path? And it's a great time to just kind of learn and develop some of that sort of insider knowledge that you might not have if you didn't have that type of conversation. So there's a lot that students can be doing right now. And I think that's the best thing to keep in mind. Like maybe things didn't work out exactly as someone has planned, but there's still a lot of things you can be doing.
And you know, that's right in line with what we've been hearing from our member companies as well, is they want to see students or, you know, potential employees or interns, they want to see them not sitting on their hands during this time. They want them to work on a project, you know, try to get a certification. There's a lot of those free certifications that we were actually talking about a couple weeks ago as well. Just do as much as you can to really position yourself in the best way possible for when, you know, we as a region and kind of we as a nation start to really rebound from the virus. We don't know when that's going to be necessarily right now, but you know, there's so much either, you know, self-improvement through new skills or any of those programs that you kind of mentioned that give you an opportunity to really improve yourself and make yourself a more desirable candidate in a lot of ways. And it's really kind of an interesting time for engagement. One of the points that you brought up earlier was it feels like you guys are even busier now. And I would say that it feels the same way at Tech San Diego. There's a lot of very specific intentionality. And I think that's got to kind of spread across the board. I think a lot of people are really taking this time very seriously and using it to improve themselves and kind of add to their resume and network some more. So there's a lot of ways to stay involved. Another one of the ways that Tech San Diego tries to really market itself to students and kind of the university community is that a lot of the companies that we work with are small and mid-sized companies. And they want to hear from, you know, potential interns or students who are just interested in the field that the companies are in. So, you know, students, be proactive and actually reach out to companies that are in the region. They want to talk to you. They, you know, they want to get you on their kind of on their project servers that are public, at least, to kind of, you know, work with you and have you kind of work on your skills as well. So don't be afraid to reach out to those companies that you might be interested in. Now, Beverly, do you have any other advice for students during this time? They can be either things that they can do right now or just some words of wisdom kind of looking forward.
I think that the best advice I can give is to really focus on yourself and the things that you can control. This is a time where there's a lot out there that none of us really have control over, but you do have a lot of control over how you're spending your time, what you're focusing on, and what you're doing to help develop your own skill sets and learn about what your future career path looks like, maybe explore different options. And I think it's a time just to keep working towards what your goal is. And perhaps it'll take a little longer. Perhaps you have to maybe be a little bit more flexible when you're starting out, but you're still going to get to that eventual goal. And everything that you're doing now is just going to help you be more prepared to be successful to get to that goal.
Well, great. Those are some great words to kind of end on. Beverly, thank you so much for joining us. We were so glad to have you here. And I know that we are going to be in touch for Future Tech San Diego and SDSU events. So we want to stay involved. And we know that our students want to stay involved too. How can they get in touch with you if they have any questions?
Probably at this point, Jared, best way is just to email me. And my email is bbracker@sdsu.edu. And that's definitely the best way to reach me. And we can always schedule a time to talk and do that either by phone or Zoom or whatever works. And thank you again, Jared. I really appreciate you inviting me on the podcast. And it's been fun to talk with you. And I look forward to our next collaboration.
Me too. Thank you so much again for joining us today.
Thank you.
If you're a student and you want to stay up to date about all of Tech San Diego's upcoming university events, or if you want access to some of Tech San Diego's student-focused resources, check out our Campus Connection newsletter. You can join by emailing me at jarett.hartman@techsd.org, or check it out on our website, techsandiego.org. While you're there, visit our Student Health Crisis Resource page for up-to-date COVID-19 information related to students in university communities. You can also check out our regional tech directory, which is the most comprehensive list of tech companies, including who's hiring in the region. Thank you again for tuning in, and have a great rest of your day.